August 22nd, 2020, the Feast of the Queenship of Mary. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today I speak to you as Queen and Mother of all hearts, even the hearts of unbelievers. By your sinful choices, you cannot change my role in heaven, which God so deemed to give me. I am still, and always will be, your Mother and Queen of heaven and earth. Like any mother, I am saddened when one of my children chooses sin over righteousness. Imagine then my sadness these days, when so much of the world population lives according to choices not pleasing to my Son. Few in the world will acknowledge me today as someone who loves them and intercedes on their behalf before the throne of God. In faith is your power, dear children. Faith in prayer is the strength that can change world events, both now and those pending in the future. You do not see or believe in such horrible events that sin can bring upon the earth. So I come as a concerned mother once again to warn and admonish you. Change your priorities now, while there is still time. Make pleasing God your most important goal. Seek always to please Him and His divine Son. This alone could change the direction of world events which lie ahead. Today I celebrate with those who listen to me as their Mother and Queen of all hearts. Yes, I am Queen even of unbelievers. Do not disregard my plea to you. Pray and sacrifice for the disobedient whose actions pierce my heart as a sword wielded by Satan himself. Make reparation to our united hearts. I promise my blessing will rest upon your smallest efforts. A note is given to read Jonah, chapter 3, 6 through 10. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation, and published throughout Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent, and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary.